Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. We've been talking on prayer. We're going to continue talking on prayer. I'm so glad you're here tonight. There is an urgency, a calling from the heart of God with an urgency to draw near to Him in such a way as, honestly, I've not experienced in my walk with God. It's not just an urgency for me, but it's for His church. God is calling us to draw near. As I was praying this afternoon about the message, the Lord came to me and signaled me to draw near. It's amazing, you know, He can say so much with so little, because He's God. And He has a way of talking directly to the heart, so that although you may hear the words with your understanding, His word empowers your heart, captures your heart, draws your heart. And that's what happened. Then, here in the sanctuary, again, He came to me the same way. And His words were, draw near. Draw near. And as He spoke to me, I knew I was to, oh no. He said, come to me. That's what He said. Come to me. Come to me. But when they permeated my heart, when they penetrated and permeated my heart, they were saying, draw near, draw near. And then He told me to talk to you out of Matthew chapter 11. Let's start with verse 27. All things have been entrusted and delivered to me by my Father. And no one fully knows and accurately understands the Son except the Father. And no one fully knows and accurately understands the Father except the Son. And I love this part, and anyone to whom the Son deliberately wills to make Him known. Aren't those the most beautiful words you've ever heard? There is the possibility, the supreme and divine temptation, to know the Father and to stand in the presence of the Son until He makes Him known. Isn't that exciting? Doesn't that make you want to get up in the morning? Father, Your glory dances upon our heart when we come and we wait for You. How awesome You are. How majestic, how lovely. And we are touched by Your glory, Lord, upon our heart. Then Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief, ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light and easy to be borne. And there's only one way to come to him, only one way, and that is in prayer. We come to him in prayer. Through prayer, we learn to worship him. The spirit of worship comes upon us and lifts us into places unknown, that we might begin to explore him. Paul said, the many-sided wonders of his person. I just love that. Lord, I want to see if I am worthy, Lord. I want to see your many faces. The many wonders of your person. He yearns for us to yearn for him. He longs to make himself known, to reveal himself to us. This is his greatest longing. Please let these words go into your heart. There's nothing he longs for more than you. There's no one he wants more than you. He yearns. He keeps making deposits in me tonight. I hope I can get through this message. I saw him, and he opened his flesh, if you will. He opened his chest. I don't know how else to say it. And he revealed his heart. This is his desire. He is coming on me so powerfully. He will reveal himself to the one who trembles at his word. If you live for the flesh, if you live to gratify the passions of your soul, you will not know his heart. But when you live and you tremble at his word, to you he will risk the revelation of the inner places, the inner sanctums. You have not known God if you have not gone there. I see before me a path. Oh God. And this path is made of transparent gold. No gold on earth is like it. But this gold is a flame with the fire of God. And anyone to whom he calls, oh God. Oh. Anyone to whom he calls may walk this glorious path and be consumed by his fire. And while you walk the path, the path is inlaid in your heart. And you become one with this transparent, fiery gold. Oh, and the glory that fills your person. When you reach his throne, oh, Father, you are made into his image. And you stand before him as a son, clothed in glory. Walking in the knowledge of God. Come unto him, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. But more than that, he will give you the knowledge of the Father. You are the righteous one. The shining splendor of the sun. your spirit is a living fire, filling every part, refining the heart until it becomes pure gold. Come unto me, he says to his church. Come unto me. Come unto me. And I will reveal the glories of the Father. Come unto me. Only believe. Leave the world behind. Only believe. And I will reveal the glories of the Father. Don't be afraid. For I will to make him known. Oh, Jesus. Such glory. Hebrews 10:34. This is a special letter from the Lord to you. For you did sympathize and suffer along with those who were imprisoned, and you bore cheerfully the plundering of your belongings and the confiscation of your property and the knowledge and consciousness that you yourselves had a better and lasting possession. Some of you in this room suffered great losses when you got saved. Great suffering associated, oh God, your entrance into the kingdom. Do not, therefore, fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. For still a little while, a very little while, and the coming one will come, and he will not delay. But the just shall live by faith. My righteous servant shall live by his convictions respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, and holy fervor born of faith and conjoined with it. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul has no delight or pleasure in him. But our way is not that of those who draw us back to eternal misery and utterly destroyed, but we are of those who believe and who cleave to and trust in and rely on God through Jesus Christ the Messiah, and by faith preserve the soul. There is a calling from the Spirit of the Lord to draw near to Jesus. Do not fear the price. Do not concern yourself with what it may cost you. If he calls you out of the world into his marvelous light, what is it to you if you must come naked, the world stripped, and you stand in raw faith? If he pulls you out of the prison of this present darkness and into his light, what is it to you if others do not understand? Why would you care if no one understands? And if no one else goes with you to be set free from the prison of this present darkness and ensconced to the light? He says, come unto me. You come unto him in the humility of prayer, in simple childlike faith, and you wait upon him. I'm not saying every minute petitioning him. Don't you ever long? I can remember years and years ago, probably 27 years ago, I'd been through a great fiery trial, but I sought the Lord and I stood firm in my faith. I am so glad to see your face. And I was going to be ministering in Omaha, Nebraska. The person who was traveling with me at that time joined one of the family members of the church for dinner. I wasn't hungry, so I went to my room and I laid down on my bed and I said to the Lord, I just hunger to be with you. Sustain me so I don't have to leave this place. And immediately I found myself in his throne room, laying prostrate before his throne. The Lord has many throne rooms, and I've been in, I don't know how many percentage wise, but I've been in several different throne rooms. This one was beautiful. But then they're all beautiful. And there I laid prostrate before him. He did not say one word to me. Not one word. And I did not say one word to him. But I laid there prostrate before him. And worship was flowing up from every part of my being. Every cell in my body was worshiping him in a most glorious symphony. I just laid there prostrate, silent, as my body gave him what he was due. I was there probably about 45 minutes when he put me back into my room. I was so refreshed. 10 meals could not have done what that did. The next night, I just wanted to go be with him. So I didn't eat that night either. I went into my room. I laid down on my bed and I said, Lord, I'm so hungry for you. I just want to be in your presence tonight. That's all I ask. And before I could say another word, I was in his throne room. This time, people were coming in and going out. I was one of about five. Two would leave and two more would come. One would leave and another one would come. And we were all laying around his throne, prostrate, our faces to the floor, worshiping him, every part of our being. They were worshiping him just as I was, because in his presence is the spirit of worship. And the spirit worships him through you. There's no effort. The spirit is worshiping him through you. Every cell is arrested by his glory, by his majesty. I had been in such a fiery trial. I didn't know what he was preparing me for. When it was over, back to my room, and we went to minister in the church. The next night, I never expected it. Please understand this. 27 years ago, I was so new in the Lord, I didn't know he did this kind of stuff. The next night, again, I didn't want to eat. I just wanted to go be with Jesus. I laid down on my bed, closed my eyes. I said, Lord, I'm so hungry for your presence. May I just be with you for a while before we go and do a service. And that fast, I was in that same throne room again. To make a long story short, 5 nights in a row, I never knew what worship could be until I was taken there and experienced the very worship of the Spirit. Back then, I was so young in him. There wasn't a lot of revelation that he could give me. And it's so amazing to me that you can be in his throne room for up to an hour. He does not say one word to you. You do not say one word to him. But the most glorious communication has taken place. What did Jesus say to you? He didn't say anything. But he said everything. All you have to do is choose him. That means you have to get your mind under control. You cannot have sexual thoughts. You cannot have thoughts of flirting with the world. You cannot, you know, in your private time, sit and think about things, coveting things. When you go into his presence, your one desire, your one passion must be him. Oh. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And what? Learn of him. learn of him. Every day is part of the journey. Every day is part of the learning. You never look at circumstances the same again. You can't. You can't afford to. You must look at every circumstance as part of learning Christ. Every question of every desire must go to the cross, where the eyes of him with whom you have to do can test it with fire. Oh, Lord Jesus. There is an altar. I'm seeing it in a vision. God is calling you to an altar tonight. There is an altar. And something must be laid, maybe more than one thing, must be laid on this altar, Jesus, so that he can send his fire to it. And he can allow you the privilege of knowing him in a new way. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Whew. The meekness and the humility of the Lord. His humility brings your heart to a divine stillness, a rest. Whatever the case may be, when his humility enters in, all is brought to rest. The fears, the anxiety, the desires, the passions, the disturbances, oh, Jesus. The restlessness. The one whose mind just seems to go and go and go and never any rest. When the humility of the Lord comes, it is rest. He enters in and he unfolds you like a beautiful rose. And in the unfolding is the fragrance of the Lord. Every precious petal, masterfully woven, masterfully touched, masterfully unfolded, gently, tenderly, that he might breathe. Oh, I smell it. I smell it and I feel it. That he might breathe the breath of God upon your heart. Desire his breath more than yours. And he will breathe heaven's fragrance on your petals. Each petal unfolded in the revelation of the living God. Do not desire money. When your desire and your passion is Him, He will assure you your needs will be met. He will take care of you. He will fulfill His plan and His purpose in your life. Desire only to do His will. Don't desire to please man. Give that to Him in prayer. Come to Him. Remember, it's His yoke you're after. It is His yoke. Do not take on the yoke of pleasing man. It is His yoke you desire, because in that yoke, I am telling you of a truth, is the revelation of God. How do you seek to please man when your master is calling you? Your eyes must turn away from all things in the world to all things in God. Oh, because His Spirit is tonight calling. What will you do? I told you before I came, He came to me. Come unto me. I'm sitting there in my chair, and He comes to me again, and He says, come to me. The Spirit is calling. He's not just tugging, but the word of the Lord goes deep into the soul to pierce the soul, to connect your heart with the heart of His call. What will you do? Does it hurt? Is there pain? There should be. It's a divine pain. It is a pain so rich the heart can barely bear it. It is the sweetness of divine things. It is the glory of a living word that is piercing and releasing a fire, releasing possibility, releasing the very sweet life of Christ to enable you to come where you cannot come without the call. Don't be afraid if it hurts. Follow the lead of the Spirit. Remember, you are traveling down a path you can only walk if God is calling. The transparent path of gold. The fire of God. You can't even be on that path if He doesn't call. Don't be afraid if it hurts. The life, when penetrating the flesh, penetrating the heart, the life of God will cause pain. But it is only for a moment, as He is imparting the capacity to follow Him. Do you want Jesus? Come unto me, all ye that labor. Oh God, you must open up these pathways in our heart, Lord. Your Spirit is here, penetrating all who will. You must, oh, open the pathways in our heart. to enable us to walk where we cannot walk without you. You must take from us what we are afraid to release. We give you permission, Lord, by the sword that you are piercing our heart with this very moment. Take those things that hinder the revelation of your beauty. Hearts hungering, hearts desiring such a passion, such a passion, such a passion. Let him have his way. Take my yoke of revelation upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Such an invitation, such an invitation for such a revelation. Oh boy, it is worth the journey. The Hebrews writer says, fling away. Fling away. Fling away all that encumbers your journey. Oh, oh, I see the sword of the Lord, and it is a flaming sword, and it is going through hearts. Fling away all that encumbers. Fling away. Let him cut it loose. We give it to you tonight, Lord. Take those things that hinder our advancement, that we might run the race. Let your sword do what you sent it to do. Strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, the unnecessary weights, which so readily and deftly, cleverly clings to and entangles us. Let us run with patient endurance and steady, active, persistent. Oh, there's that sword again. I see it again. Let us run the way of victory, Lord. Quickly. Come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden. Come unto me. Take my yoke upon you, the yoke of revelation, and learn of me. For I am meek and I am lowly. You have no need to fear him. He is meek and he is humble of heart. His meekness and his humility is a gentle, kind, tender abiding in your heart. The surgical knife may wound, but it wounds that it may heal. He will never wound except to heal when you are on this path that I saw. Call the fire to go deep. You want it to fill every part because it is the fire of His glory. And it will prepare you for the throne. It will prepare you for the revelation of the throne. Oh, there's that sword again. God. Surely you are good. Oh, God. Is there another? Is there another that draws your attention? Is there another that draws your heart? No. Cut it off. Cut it away. He is a jealous God. He will not share you with another. Does that mean you have to turn away from mates and family? No, but they cannot hold the place in your heart that He holds. It is illegal. He alone has the right to own your heart in that way. You will hand Him an impure heart, but He will make it beautiful with the fragrance of His very life. Do not be concerned. He knows whereof you walk. He knows what of you are made. He knows the corruption that fills your soul. He knows. He's not asking you to give Him your beauty for His ashes, but your ashes for His beauty. Do not fear. He will beautify you. You give Him what is seemly, what is worldly, what is undesirable, and He will give you beauty. For it is His own life that He gives. He will not share you with another. He is jealous. He doesn't want to share you with another. He is jealous. You must come to Him to be owned by Him. And as He owns you, you will know Him. Oh, the anguished soul, Lord. The heart is in anguish when you call. For we desire to give up everything that stands in the way. Whatever you desire, we desire to give you, Lord. The heart is thrust into the anguish. Multitudes in the valley of decision. Lord, you thrust us into decision. A decision we cannot make without you. We invite you, oh God, to send the torch of your love and ignite our heart. in such flaming passion that every other love is burned up in the fire. Only then can we love you in a way that you are worthy. Only when your love is consuming us, Lord. Only when you love the Father through us can we give him the love that he is due. It is the hour of your visitation. The oil, so fragrant. Let him in completely. Just walk right up to the door of your heart and fling it open. And there will stand your Lord. Don't allow your heart to be filled with regret. This is not the time for regret. This is the time for abandonment. Your Lord is standing before you, desiring you. Think upon him. Lay the guilt at the foot of the cross. He will take it. He will take it. He will take it. The shame. Lay it at the foot of the cross. He will take it. He will gladly take it. You no longer need to mourn the past. Only give him the future. Give him the present. He will take it. In his love he calls. In his love he woos. In his love he provokes. Don't turn this opportunity down. It only hurts for a moment, and then bliss. Faithful bliss. He only needs to extract that one root of poison, and then joy. What a Savior. Truly, Lord, your hand is there to save. Oh, life sublime. Standing in the fire of your love, Lord. Your light penetrating every part. Healing, restoring. Sublime life. Abundant God, love eternal. Please, those of you who can, those of you who will, come and take communion. This is a perfect time to share your heart with Jesus. Let your communion be your engagement. Engage the Lord. Bow at his feet. And let yourself enter into such beautiful intimacy with him.